I've got a very special guest sitting next to me right now. Her name is Tia Brennan. She's from Minto. And I don't remember when we met. It was some time ago. I think it was someone emailed me and said, are you aware of this young girl in Minto who collects old bikes that people are throwing out, and then along with some help from a dad, they fix them all up and they give them to kids who can't afford their own bike. And apart from that, she started a whole lot of other charities as well where, you know, she collects flowers and goes into nursing homes to cheer up the residents. She's 11 years of age. Now, in September, Tia won the Junior Volunteer of the Year Award for the MacArthur region. And I am very proud to say that I nominated her for that award. And now, at just 11 years of age, I'm very, very proud to announce that Tia Brennan has today won the Junior Volunteer of the Year for the whole state of New South Wales. Tia Brennan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel very proud of myself because I've achieved something, but I wouldn't have been at the ceremony if it wasn't for you.
What was it like when they read out your name today?
Well, it was very, like, emotional because my mum was crying a lot. And I was so proud of myself, and yeah, I was so happy because I thought I would get it. Like,
you did?
Yeah. Just like,
well, you know what? You know what? Without that can-do attitude, you don't get too much done in life. And boy, do you have a can-do attitude. For those who don't know Tia's story, she was away on holidays, and when they were leaving down the south coast, I think it was somewhere.
Yeah.
She said to her mum, "What, that old bike there that someone's thrown out, can I take that home?" And her mum said, "No, mate, we've got the car packed full of holiday gear. Forget about it, boogie boards and bags and towels." But then in the car on the way home, Tia says to her mum, "Oh, I was going to fix it up and give it to someone who can't afford a bike." So then mum feels guilty and says, "All right, well, we can do something like that when you get home." How many bikes have you now given to kids who can't afford a bike?
About 400 now.
400 bikes. She's 11. I'll keep on repeating that because you've got to keep on pinching yourself and reminding yourself that she's only 11 years of age. And look, the reason I nominated you is because I think the New South Wales Volunteer of the Year Awards are fantastic. And obviously the support that clubs like North here in Cammeray give to those awards are really vital. But when I was here last year, and you meet these people, we're going to meet more of them after 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's so inspiring when you meet these people. And that's when I thought, hang on, the Junior Volunteer of the Year, I know someone who should probably be in the running for that. And I'm not at all surprised that you were the winner today, but you must have heard some inspiring stories today. Were you inspired by other people today at
yes,
the awards?
Yes, I was inspired by a lot of people. I was really, like, proud of them as well because, like, it seems like they've done so much as well as me.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was pretty amazed of what they've done for the community as well.
How are you going to celebrate?
I don't know.
Go and pick up a few more bikes.
Exactly.
Well, look, I wanted to say a huge congrats to you. It's been good getting to know you as well because we've ended up doing a bit of emceeing together, myself and Tia. She's come in on the radio show a few times, and then when I was hosting the Clubs and Community Awards for Clubs New South Wales a couple of months ago, the guy said to me, look, Tia's going to come up and help you present one of the awards. And look, I just have a lot of fun when I'm around you, and I love the idea of young people getting out there and doing it. And it's funny, the boys in my street, I've got a group of boys who are around your age who live in my street, and when they heard it, they were just so inspired by it. There's the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has just walked in. So that's the lady whose job you're going to have one day.
Really?
Yeah, that's her job there. Yeah, so what I might do, you might, when I say goodbye, you can just go over and say hello to the Premier and just get a few tips from her about how to run the state, because I don't think you can do it until you're... Do you have to be 18 to be Premier?
You
can't make special circumstances. You reckon you could do it when? Next year?
No.
No, wait till you're 18?
Yes, wait till I'm 18.
So we give Gladys until you're 18 and then you take over?
Yeah.
This is fantastic news. We've got the thumbs up from the Premier as well. Tia, I'm so proud of you. Ladies and gentlemen, my mate, and I'm so proud to call her my mate, Tia Brennan. And also, when we post the podcast of this interview, there will be a direct link there. It'll be up there in 5 minutes to Tia's Facebook page. If you've got a bike that's no longer being used, 400 bikes, Premier, that she has recycled to give to kids who can't afford a bike. She is the New South Wales Junior Volunteer of the Year. Put your hands together for the one and only Tia Brennan. Hey, listen, I love your work. Thank you so much.
No, thank you to you, Ben.
Tia Brennan, the New South Wales Junior Volunteer of the Year.